ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Psalms. We're in Psalm 18. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
Then channels of water were seen. The foundations of the world were discovered, verse 15, at thy rebuke. He reminds himself of what happened with Moses in the Red Sea. O Lord, the blast of the breath of thy nostrils, he says, he sent from above and he took me and he drew me out of many waters. That's where you were. I don't know if you've ever been there where you felt like you were losing it in some kind of a waterway. I was swimming across a large river that had a pretty strong current and didn't realize that it was a current. I wasn't familiar enough with water like that. But it was the Delaware River, I guess that would be, right? Delaware River, I think, over in the Poconos. My wife and I were out there. She was a pretty strong swimmer. She was a lifeguard at one time. She was a lifeguard until that blue kid got her fired. But anyway, that's just a little something else. She didn't get fired for the blue kid. Anyway, she was a you know, lifeguard and all that. But not me. I could just swim enough to keep myself going. But I got out in the middle of that water. I mean, I started getting a little nervous. It's scary, right? It's taking me, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting tired here. I'm getting winded. I was young, so it wasn't that. It was just, it's kind of, that's what it feels like sometimes. World gets kind of goofy. Want to roll up into a fetal position because there's nothing you can do. There's a lot of people getting really undone out there. Can I say to you, run to the Lord, and you won't have to worry about anything that comes on this earth. Come to Jesus, and you won't have to worry about all this. You get to go through it, you get to see it, but you won't have to worry about it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when you have that, the Bible says, perfect love will cast out that initial fear. And the Bible says, and then God will not have given you, you will find the spirit of fear, but of love, and of power, and of a sound mind. Think about that. Would he give us a spirit of fear? No. Love, because you're here to love other people. You got something to do. You got work to do. Some people are like, just tell me what I can do. I want to do something. I'm telling you what you can do. Love people. Love them. Love them. That means don't argue with them. Love them. Try to help them. Help them see Jesus in you. You might not even say it with words up close. You might just show them your joy, your buoyancy. How can you be happy? How can you be calm? This world is crazy. You can be that because God's got you. You get a chance to testify. Don't worry about tomorrow. The Bible says, take no thought for tomorrow. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall put on. He says, God knows you have need of all these things. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Don't worry about that stuff. Verse 16, he says, He drew me out of many waters, and He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. Now, for the believer, the devil hates you. The world hates you. Your flesh is set against you, the body of this death that you carry around. And God is jealous for you. And so when you were delivered from your strong enemies, that's what God did. It says, and they prevented me in the day of my calamity. They were right there standing right in front of me saying, you can go no further. Verse 18, he says, but the Lord was my stay. He's the one that held me up. I always love these depictions of war where they've got a guy who's a sniper or something in the battle. He's got a verse written on his helmet. Don't you love that? Why? Because that's really what happens in there. The Lord starts meaning more to you in those hard times. More to you when you need Him the most. You men who've been in war, you men who've seen real battle, if you knew the Lord at the time, that's one thing. If you didn't and you do now, that's another. But for those who know the Lord in those times, you can at least say, I know that He was right there in that foxhole with me. I know He had my back. I don't know how I knew it, but I knew it. Because God gives a peace and a calm sometimes when it's completely uncalled for. And what I'm saying to you is that's what David's experience was. He says, everything was against me, and yet the Lord was my stay. You guys may have heard about that boxing match with those two fellas recently, the heavyweight champions of the world or whatever, and the one guy was a strong Christian and the other guy was a demonized guy who said he'd have out-of-body experiences and he would watch himself beating on other people. This guy was really demonized. I mean, he's talking to each other. Anyway, in the three matches they had to have in order to get the decision on who got the belt, I guess there were three matches. And he said, the guy who was a Christian, he was down. He said, I should have been out. He said, I was there and I was completely out of it. And he said, I should have been down and done. He said, but I just stood back up. And he won the match. And he said, God did that. And he gave God the glory. God lifted me up. Why would God do that? Listen, because the whole world was watching. People are watching you. You are a gazing stock. They want to see if it's real in you. Is God real? You're the example. You're the exhibit A. You're the person God wants to point to and say, that's what I can do for you. You say, I'm nobody. Oh, but you are. You're one of the majestic ones. If you're God's child, you're one of the excellent ones. You're the one in whom David said, was all my delight. And even more than that, you're Jesus' delight. You're His bride. And He wants you to see how important you are to Him by putting you on display, by putting you in front of other people. Verse 19 says, He brought me forth also into a large place. I can see David running through the hills with the enemy afoot in some measure and coming into some broad open place where it was peaceful and they couldn't find him. I guess I kind of envisioned Jonathan and his squire climbing up there and say, we're going to go up there and you're going to go back to back with me. And they were fighting back to back and they wiped out a whole bunch. But he brought him into a wide place. And that's what he does for us spiritually, but that's what he can do to the man on the battlefield. The Bible says in verse 20, the Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He hath recompensed me now. This is what David's conclusion is. I didn't deserve any of it. It's nothing I did. I loved him. I wanted him to be my end all be all of all my life. I wanted that. I wasn't perfect at it, for sure. But he said my heart was right. I wanted his righteousness to be my righteousness. He says, the Lord delivered me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, hath he recompensed me. The Bible says, as we sang earlier a song about, I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. If you're going to look in the mirror right now when I read this and think, I am not righteous, I am not clean, then I want you to look again. Because Jesus has made you complete. There's no condemnation. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. You're in Jesus. Now, the reason you need to know that is because repentance is getting your mind around the truth so that you can live according to what's true. Many times the reason that we're not thriving is because we aren't believing because we don't know what is true. It's time to get our battle manual out. Get out our battle plan and say, what am I supposed to know? And what am I supposed to do? And how am I supposed to be? You need to recognize you are complete in Him. That's huge. When you know that, it will help you get up each new day and face it. If you think, oh man, I struggled, I failed, I fumbled the ball. Yeah, you might have, but your righteousness is Jesus. Your cleanness is Jesus. He rewarded me according to my righteousness. For David, he endeavored to keep it straight. And you and I need to endeavor to keep it straight. As you do, you hit that note and everybody, you know. That's what we want with Jesus. He's got a note. And you want to be on His page. And you want to be singing His song. You are not here for nothing. He says He has recompensed me. If you put all your faith in Jesus and you've determined I'm going to love Jesus, then you're going to be able to tell other people about Him by doing that. Verse 21 says, for I have kept the ways of the Lord. Verse 22, for all His judgments were before me. The Bible talks about in 1 John about the man who is born of God is somebody who keeps God's law. It doesn't mean you're keeping it perfectly. What it means is you're keeping your eye on it. It means tereo. It means to guard it. You guarded that law. You said, that law is good. I don't care what anybody says. It's good. The world may vilify the law, but it is still good. Your judgments were before me. I did not put away your statutes from me. I was also upright before Him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore, the Lord recompensed me. The Bible says that Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He says, I sought Him. I kept His law before my eyes. He says, the Lord therefore recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in His sight. Now, I just told you you're complete in Him. I just told you that there's no condemnation. And some people could be lost and think, well, He just told me that's me. I can't tell you it's you. If you're saved, that's you. And I can tell you. If you're not saved, I can't tell you that. Your born-again experience has got to be yours. It's got to be you and Jesus. It can't be what the preacher said. It's got to be your personal relationship with Him. When you trust Him as your Savior and you are born again, that is an experience you know has happened. If you don't know it's happened, good possibility it didn't happen. And that's something you don't want to leave unaddressed. No, he says, He recompensed me according to my righteousness. He was merciful in verse 25. He says, with the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. And with the froward, you will show yourself froward. So for the proud, it's almost like where the Bible says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He stands in array against the proud. Think of Balaam, man. He wanted to go because there was money to be had. He was told no, and he wanted to go again. So God said, go ahead and go. And he almost got slain by the angel of the Lord. He stood in array in the street saying, wait a minute. You're going against what I told you to do. So don't be froward. Certainly, you don't want to go against what you know to be true. Verse 27 says, for thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down the high looks. He says, for thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Think about what he's saying. He's saying, man, he's going to give you a renewed spirit. The Bible says the inner man he renews day by day. If you have a bad day today, if you have a bad day tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday, whatever, you had a bad day, you're just miserable. You feel like you could cry. We go through days like that. Just know this. It's not going to be like that forever. It's called undulation. Sometimes you feel really down and you feel like, oh, I don't feel like God's anywhere. But then there are those moments He just breaks through. It's like, whoa, what happened? It just went away because you're His child. He lets you have a little moment where you're feeling icky because you need to just go on what you know to be true, that He is God and He is good and He's awesome and nobody can say anything about Him. But you're going to stand up and say, I'll take that argument. He's good. Do I have a tear in my eye? Yes, I do. But he is good. He is good. That is your conviction. That is your knowledge. That is who He is. This world is not our home. He says, you will light my candle. He says, the Lord will enlighten my darkness. And here's where it gets into the battle that the Lord gave him right to be able to do. He says, by thee I have run through a troop. By my God, I have leaped over a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trusted Him. For who is God save the Lord? Who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. How can you make your way perfect? Because you're complete in Him. Years ago, I heard an evangelist who was a martial arts, kind of guy. And he looked at all this and he saw a lot of interesting pictures. Watch what it says, verse 33. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon high places. He teaches my hands to war, to bow steel. It is broken by my arms. He says, and thou hast also given me the shield of salvation in thy right hand hath hold me up. He says, thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou enlarged my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. Guys, listen. It's kind of goofy out there, but God can get you through it.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.